the hurricane gathers strength.
Michael will be the strongest October hurricane ever.
Closing in on the Florida panhandle.
This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
Limo driver's wife speaks out.
I overheard him say, I'm not going to drive this.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Jeff Glore in Panama City Beach, Florida. Hurricane Michael is moving fast and packing power. It's a Category 4 storm, and its outer bands are being felt here this morning along the Gulf Coast. Forecasters say Michael is due to make landfall in a matter of hours.
Homes and business owners filled sandbags and boarded up windows, leaving streets and marinas deserted. At the supermarket, shelves are empty.
If you're on the fence about thinking about whether to evacuate, don't be on the fence. This storm can kill you.
Emergency officials have sent at least 100 troopers with the Florida Highway Patrol to the panhandle. Also here to help, search and rescue teams from states as far away as Pennsylvania and Indiana.
It's humanity. It's going out and helping folks that who are in need.
At Tyndall Air Force Base near Panama City, officials evacuated crews and fighter jets. But not everyone in the storm's projected path is leaving.
Never been through a hurricane before, heard lots about it, watched them on television. We'd stay and see it out.
My daughters want me to go, and I'm like, no, stay, it'll be fine, we'll have fun.
It is no fun in Apalachicola, Florida, where correspondent Nikki Batiste tells us they're worried about the potential storm surge.
Good morning, Jeff. You heard it from Governor Scott. The message here is clear. Get out now or risk your life if you stay. The National Weather Service is predicting potentially deadly storm surges here, anywhere from 9 to 13 feet. Right now, the storm surge is about 4 feet. We're also feeling wind gusts right now of about 33 miles per hour. They're expected to get as high as 145 miles per hour. The officials are very serious. They are telling residents here, do not take a chance. Governor Scott said you can't hide from a storm surge. Jeff?
Omar Villafranca is 20 miles west of Apalachicola. Authorities are urging people to get to safety while they can.
They issued a mandatory evacuation for people living in trailer homes in this area. There's roughly about 3,500 people who live in Port St. Joe, and officials believe that more than half, about 60%, are still here and plan to ride it out. Which makes things worse, there's three bridges around the Port St. Joe area, and the police chief tells us once those bridges close, nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to be able to get in or out of the area. We met the Smolinski family in Port St. Joe. Anna Lee is leaving, but her husband Jim is going to stay behind and ride the storm out because he's worried about looters.
We got ice chests full of ice, and we got food in the refrigerator. If the utilities go out, I can put the stuff in the ice chest, and we can survive for a couple days.
The hospital shut down at 5 o'clock yesterday. Ambulances all went north. So if anybody needs any medical attention right now, it's just not going to happen. Jeff?
Correspondent Peter King is in Tallahassee. That's where a lot of hurricane evacuees have taken refuge.
For evacuees, this song playing on a hotel radio seems to say it all. Mary Jean Burke and her husband just moved to Shell Point Beach from Texas in February.
The swells, the rain, the floods, we did not want to get stuck.
Many people here are watching it all unfold on TV. Burke is trying not to.
I couldn't watch because it's just too scary to watch.
Hurricane Michael has already left a deadly mark in parts of Central America and Cuba. A Royal Caribbean cruise ship bound for Havana got caught in the storm, forcing passengers and crews to ride out the fierce wind and rain. Steve?
Well, Jeff, as you've indicated, this hurricane has become a monster. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the top sustained winds are now 145 miles an hour.
Michael is now about as serious as it gets. It is a Category 4 hurricane, and it will make landfall as a Category 4. To put that in perspective, there has never been, as long as we've recorded hurricanes on the Florida Panhandle, a Category 4 making landfall in the Florida Panhandle.
Well, the storm warnings stretch beyond Florida. Many parts of the southeast will get a lot of rain. FEMA Director Brock Long tells CBS This Morning the federal government's in it for the long haul.
We have nearly 3,000 people in the field from Florida to North Carolina. The unfortunate aspect about Hurricane Michael is that it's going to maintain hurricane force winds through the state of Georgia, as well as dump additional rainfall across the Carolinas.
There's new information in Schoharie, New York, scene of last weekend's limo crash that killed 20 people.
The wife of the limo driver says she believes he was assigned an unsafe vehicle without his knowledge. Family of Scott Lysanikia says that unbeknownst to him, he was provided the limo that was neither roadworthy nor safe for any of its occupants.
They should have been more responsible. You have a company where you have people's lives in your hands. That's unacceptable.
And state records show dozens of violations in the last 2 years, including an issue with brakes just last month. Matt Piper, CBS News, Schoharie, New York.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg tweets today he's re-registered as a Democrat. He's indicated earlier he's weighing a possible 2020 presidential run. President Trump writes today in USA Today he's vowing to fight Medicare for all. He says the effort by some Democrats for a government-run single-payer health care system is dishonest. Amazon, getting bigger all the time, has jobs to fill, so it turned to artificial intelligence to sort out applicants. What could go wrong? Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
A special AI team at Amazon was tasked with automating resume searches. Put in 100, get out the top 5 candidates. Unfortunately, their algorithm was based on previous successful candidates in a field long dominated by men. So the system penalized resumes that included the word women's, as in women's chess club captain. And it downgraded graduates of women's colleges. The AI team has since been disbanded. Not clear if they are now sending out their resumes. Steve?
Reports say Sears could file for bankruptcy before the end of the week. Once the country's largest retailer, Sears is expected to miss a huge debt payment that comes due next week. Singer Taylor Swift, who took some public political positions this week for the first time, spoke out again last night, accepting Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards on ABC.
This award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people. And you know what else is voted on by the people? Is the midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote. I love you guys.
Men dominate the sport of motor racing, but now a former Formula One driver and a designer have launched a new racing series just for women. It's designed to feed top drivers to the elite Grand Prix circuit. A woman last competed at that level in 1976. And that's the World News Roundup. For Jeff Glore in Florida, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.